Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls West.
West.
Issue number 20.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Two decades.
We've been at this for 2 decades.
Yeah.
My beard is totally gray now.
What year is this?
I am one of your hosts, Nat, and with me, as always,
is Pat.
And Kat not in a hat again.
Week 2.
What if hat? Yeah, week 2 without your hats. Did the no hat support group finally kick in?
No.
Did you have a hat intervention?
I might have.
Hattervention? Nah, that's not going to work. Don't try it.
Okay. Yeah.
So we are going to start with a trailer reaction. We have impeccable timing today, and the newest full final Infinity War trailer dropped this morning. So
just before we got into the studio.
Literally, I think maybe even as we were sitting down, like, doing test recordings.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it dropped.
So, hype meter is now really high for me.
Yeah,
it's a lot better.
I was like, Wakanda! Yeah. It's Black Panther 1.5!
I know, right? There's, like, everybody in it. Like, Black Panther and Sherry has, like, her own, like, solo shot in it.
Yeah, I was about to, like, tip tables over. Yes!
Yeah. She has
Where's his guard?
She has as much screen time as Rocket Raccoon. So
That's pretty solid. Yeah, I got really confused, though. I was like, why is Spider-Man in my Black Panther movie? Like, I'm a little
salty right now.
I'm like, New York and Wakanda. Well, I guess the new embassy, right?
That makes sense.
The choice for Gamora being the voiceover at the beginning was fantastic. I think the whole familial ties, I'm glad that they're steering into that. Like, I didn't want that to be something that was left behind from the Guardians films, is the fact that, you know, Gamora's been tortured by her father. Seemingly being a major plot point, especially with the flashback sequence to Thanos walking with his small daughter.
We'll see if, like, Nebula comes up in it, too. I imagine she'll play, like, at least a little bit of a role.
I think she'll play a major role in defeating Thanos.
In defeating Thanos?
I think she will, yeah.
Yeah, even though she wasn't in the trailer at all.
Yep, I think...
They have to hide something.
Yeah, they really
so
do.
Much.
That might be my one... It is a final trailer, but my one criticism would be that there's a lot given away, but I almost needed that. Like, I needed a lot more.
Like, nothing plot-wise is given away, just a lot more, like, scene setting.
Well, and
stuff.
they had confirmed, I think yesterday, Feige made the, like, confirmation that this movie was gonna span different time periods, and we were going to see, like, an origin of Thanos. Like, we were going to spend some time with his backstory, and we got to see it in the trailer. I mean, you do see a little bit. Thankfully, Thanos is in the armor at some point, and he pulls it off, so... he feels more threatening. He feels really, even from this.
I can't think of who they compared him to. The first trailer, it's one of the wrestlers, Stone Cold something, I think his name.
Steve Austin?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Raisin Head Steve Austin.
Yeah.
That was a great trailer, though. Like, that really... one of my buddies likes to stay away from trailers as often as possible. And I don't know what to tell him. Like, I don't know if you should watch this, because it is fairly...
I understand his point, because I usually try to do that with Star Wars. Infinity War is the first one I saw. I was like, alright. I was a little sad. I'm like, Black Panther!
Yeah.
This was definitely the first of the trailers that has made me super excited. I want to see this trailer on the big screen now, like, watch it on my major TV.
I'm just going to want to go watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not until April 27th, right?
April 27th, yeah.
I'm not going to go see if I can buy tickets. What are you talking about?
Yeah, think about it. That's probably true. Like, buying tickets now is where it's at. Spider-Man featured heavily in that trailer.
And Doctor Strange, too.
Thank God. Yes, can we get more Doctor Strange? More Doctor Strange, more Black Panther, and I'm...
Yeah.
Like, those are the things for me.
Yeah, and there was a lot more... There was a lot more everyone, really. Like, a lot more Captain America, a lot more Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardian stuff is great.
Yeah, that is great. I guess, Captain America has been away at, like, the island of no face razors.
Yeah.
So
the island of no face racers.
Yeah.
He's a nomad now. He's been roaming because he's a man without a country.
Yeah. I guess that's
and his
true.
Name is Captain America. He's lost. Oh, son of a bitch.
I'll be surprised if they call him Nomad, because that is actually a character reference from the comic books. Like, he at one time became Nomad, the man without a country.
So I went to go get tickets. I'm a little sad now.
Why? Not on sale.
Wow.
No, they're on sale. The only seats are left are one row and a few seats.
Well, okay, but that's the Thursday night show.
I want that show back.
Yeah. Right.
So, positive final reaction then to that?
I'm just sitting here buying
right,
tickets.
Exactly.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, cool. I wasn't too jazzed by the first trailer, but I think
either.
I am pretty jazzed.
Yeah. Maybe we just needed to see Black Panther and that was out of our system, and now it's like, oh, I can be hyped for this.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Like, we're like, I don't really care about Avengers because Black Panther's coming out. All
right,
I've seen Black Panther a few times at this point. I can go watch Avengers.
Right.
I guess I can go watch Infinity Wars now.
Yeah.
So apparently I'm going to go see it at 8:30 in the morning. On Friday, I'll do it.
Ooh-wee, okay.
All right. Well, with that being said, should we get into news proper?
Yeah, let's start talking about some stuff. There's a lot of news, but it's like small tidbits, I think.
Yeah. I think I'll start just because I have like a good bit. So I saw that apparently Ridley Scott is in talk to direct Greg Rucka's Queen and Country series. That's Oni Press. There's no definitive date on any of that.
Yeah, and it's like,
I don't think it's even in pre-production yet, really,
right,
except for like just collecting staff and people like that. So, but Ridley Scott's awesome.
Yeah, I love Ridley Scott. He's one of my favorite directors, period.
So, that's really all I have to say about that. There's really no other dates or anything. What do you have for us, Kat?
I think we need to talk about our crushing childhood that's about to come to an end with Toys R Us closing.
Yeah, weird idea.
They're all closing.
Yeah, every single U.S. and U.K. location, 30,000 jobs. So I don't really know what that means as far as anything goes, because I'm an adult now and I buy things off Amazon, not Toys R Us.
Yeah, there's this weird, like, I used to love going to Toys R Us, even in my, early 20s. Just, I don't know, like, it reminded me of being a kid. It reminded me of being really excited about
stuff. I mean, they have some
cool,
like, little collectible action figures and stuff like that, too. I mean,
yeah.
I can't say that I don't wander into the Nerf gun section, and I can't say that I also
right.
have a Nerf gun to punish my cat, so.
Yeah.
No cats are harmed in this punishment.
No, they're not. They just, you can't spray water at them when they're standing on electronics.
Oh, that's true. That is
so,
very true.
You hit them with foam little things and they're fine. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of insane. They were saying they were only going to close a few, and now they're closing all of them because, like, they're...
And it's happening by, like, next month, too, right? Like,
yeah, they're doing it really fast.
Yeah.
From a total consumerism side, are they having any sales?
Yeah, right, that's exactly...
I assume so, because they're, like, they're trying to...
They're
done with their stores by, like, next month, I'm
pretty
sure.
Liquidating everything. I mean, I read some of the stuff saying that 33,000 people are going to lose their jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a lot. That was, like, my biggest thing about it. I was like, I don't really care about Toys R Us, but I do care about the welfare of,
a lot of people.
People, yeah.
If there is in debt as what the numbers are showing, what's going to, like, is there going to be severance for these people? Like, what's going to happen?
I have no idea. I mean, they filed Chapter 11, so, because apparently the total, I believe it's $5 billion in debt, and $200 million of that is to Mattel and Hasbro. So, like, I'm not really, like, that much of a accounting lawyer, but, like, I'm pretty sure once you file Chapter 11 that you don't have to pay anything, really.
Okay.
I forget which one that is. There's a lot of chapters in the book of bankruptcy.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it is bad.
It's really bad. I don't know how you get into, like, $5 billion worth of debt. That's, like, the It's like the whole GDP of like some countries.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it makes me a little curious. I'm just like, how did you keep going down? Yeah,
I know, seriously.
Yeah, that's, man.
One more year, come on, guys, one more year.
Well, one of my exes used to work for Toys R Us, and their business plan was not super good, just from some of the stuff that they...
Markets changed, too. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's a weird... That toys specifically are a weird place to be. I just think of, like, the kids sections, though. Excuse me. You don't, like, see robust, like, kids' toys in that quantity. Like, the smaller, like, and not infants, toddler-age toys and stuff. Like, that's not seen everywhere else in that quantity in the way that, like, you know, action figures are kind of everywhere. But
that is true. Yeah. Where am I going to go now to buy, like, my $1,000, like, room-sized Lego sets?
Right? I mean, you go to Shields. They actually have a whole Lego section. Oh. Anyway.
All right. Well, like, he helped you out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised by that, too.
So... What news do you have for us, Matt?
I'm gonna drop a doozy on you guys. The DC Black Label, which is an imprint of DC that's gonna be out of continuity. It looks like it's gonna allow for edgier stories, really launching with the Trinity. Basically, if White Knight had come out this year as opposed to last year, I feel like it would be under this Black Label.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. But here's the list so far of the titles, because Superman Year One by Frank Miller and John Romita Jr.
Whoa.
Batman Last Night on Earth. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo are actually going to finish their Batman story, literally the last Batman story ever told. So there, that's the end of Scott Snyder's long run with the character. This is the final story he wanted to tell. Batman Damned by Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo, and this is Joker found dead and trying to figure out who killed him. Wonder Woman Historia, The Amazons. This is by Kelly Sue DeConnick and art by Phil Jimenez.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this is it starts with the, Monsters and Myths and the Creation of the Amazons, and will end on Steve Trevor washing up on the shore of Paradise Island.
So much money.
It's only three issues, or three books is what they're calling it, so I don't know if they're going to be released in graphic novel form.
See, that's what I'm curious about from the sounds of it, because they said Earth One Superman, and it made me think of the Earth One
Year
Superman.
Year One Superman.
I know how to listen.
Earth One Superman already exists, but still.
Yeah, that was my thing. It's like, I feel like these are going to be graphic novels, which would be interesting.
We have Wonder Woman, Diana's Daughter, which is a working title, and the only listed is that Greg Rucka.
Yes!
Greg Rucka is writing that one. The Other History of the DC Universe by John Ridley. I can read the solicit. A compelling literary series analyzing DC iconic moments and charting socio-political gains through the perspective of DC superheroes who've come from traditionally disenfranchised groups, including Jon Stewart, Extraño, Vixen, Supergirl, Katana, and Renee Montoya, among others. At its core, the story focuses on the lives of those behind the costumes and their endeavors to overcome real-world issues. It isn't about saving the world. It's about having the strength to simply be who you are.
Yeah.
So that's one solicit from these creative teams.
I'm just thinking, like, a Freakonomics of the DC universe now.
Yeah, it's...
I'm just going to go lay on the floor for a while.
I know. It's, the problem we have with that list is that there's nothing I don't want on it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I just heard. I just heard the cash register going off my head.
Right. And it looks like these are going to be non-format specific. So it's not like they're individual issues. It's going to be whatever the creators want to do.
You said non-format specific, and so, like, for some reason, the first thing I think of is, like, a postcard with a picture on it. Like, here's Superman Year One.
You get, like...
That's the whole thing.
You get panel by panel in postcard.
Just panel by panel. Yeah, each week you come out, they have one panel for 10 cents.
Yep. We have something for you.
Yes. Man, that would be a shipping nightmare. Anyway,
I would completely agree.
And a filing nightmare. Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Talk about the book is less expensive than the bag and board it's put in. That's
oh my god.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this.
Yeah.
We've talked at length that DC does an amazing job of their out of continuity stuff. So
really especially do. Recently, they've really been ramping that up. So it's nice to see that they're kind of doing like. I'm always like, I feel like there's this thing in like the DC headquarters where they're always like, how do we get grittier and pulpier? And they're like, well, maybe if we made a Batman the White Knight series, maybe if we did Dark Knight's Metal.
And mind you, and all of just you guys in, like
Black Label.
And then everyone's like, everyone stop what you're doing.
And mind you, all of these people, even the women, they all have, like, the gruff, like, 5 o'clock show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone in there is, like, sitting next to, like, a mostly empty bottle of whiskey, like, how do we get darker and grittier? Yeah.
That's amazing.
And everyone in, like, this hypothetical boardroom is talking, like, Batman.
Oh, yeah, of course.
From the Christopher Nolan films.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta get Scott Snyder in here.
Where are the drugs?
Where is Greg Capullo? Where is he?
Oh my god, this is devolving.
I imagine that's pretty much what the editors and the new Black Label are gonna be like. It's gonna be like one swinging light, like in the office too.
Oh, that's amazing. That's like, it's what the office in the deep corner of the last floor, you know?
Like, it's gonna be like black and white, like neo noir, like detective
the
style.
The light is flickering a
as moment. You get into the hallway, like instrumental music with a lot of like trumpets, yeah. As you just like play, but like it's like the slow jazz.
Yeah, the slow muted trumpet.
Oh,
I remember when Kelly Thompson first approached me with her new idea for a novel. Kelly Thompson is in there, like the femme fatale, like at the beginning of it.
Oh,
I have
man.
A great idea for a Wonder Woman story, but I just don't know where to start. I knew I had to take on this case.
Wow.
Oh god, okay. DC Black Label, if you want to tap me to write a story about
the Black
DC
Label.
Black Label, I'm totally free.
I see like motion comic in the future, you know, like as you click on the Black Label, it leads you down this hallway and you like yeah. What is DC Black Label? Click.
It's just like the guy sitting at his desk with a bunch of like Trinity, yeah. like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman comics, like a smoking cigarette, and, like, yeah. The ashtray, and like all
it was,
the stuff.
It was dark in the halls of DC.
It's okay, I'm fine.
The smell of day-old whiskey and cigarettes was in the air.
I promised I'd give up the editing game, but there's always one last story to draw you back in.
But yes, obviously we are excited about this. This sounds really cool. I think it is testing the waters of whether or not DC can put out mainstream mature content.
Yeah.
Like, it actually not have it be Vertigo or characters that lend themselves to it, but like, you know, clamoring for an R-rated Batman. Like, what does that really look like? That
yeah.
is a Batman book that...
I mean, we've seen, like, hints of it with,
right.
like, the miniseries that they've been doing recently.
Or even older, like, Killing Joke could be...
Yeah.
That was horrifying.
Yeah.
That was the first rated R animated DC film.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So maybe that's it. That's just dipping our toes in, like, what is... Like, can we be profitably telling darker... stories that appeal to an adult audience with our mainstream characters.
I think DC, if anybody, is gonna be able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I hopped on this comic ship a few years ago as a Marvel fan, and DC just keeps like doing all these things.
Tell you what,
Marvel keeps doing all these things, and I'm like, stop it, Marvel, keep doing it, DC.
Yeah. I don't know. With a lot of the creative team announcements recently, it feels like DC and Marvel are trading punches. Like, they're really saying, well, we've got this new creative team on this. Oh, yeah, we just stole this guy from your stable.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You know, like, there's
yeah.
a lot of
they're just, like,
back
dropping
and forth.
On the floor, and they're like, yeah. What?
They're having, like, a superhero battle like,
right.
between each other.
Superhero rap battle.
Superhero
yeah, right.
rap battle. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can we please get, like, a Marvel versus DC epic rap battles?
Oh, my God, yes!
That's amazing. All right, Kat, what else? What do you got for us?
So I believe the last time we talked a little bit, we were talking about how there were rumors of Kristen Wiig saying that she was going to play Cheetah, and then I think literally a day later after our podcast, Patty Jenkins was like, she's going to be Cheetah!
So it's official.
Well, that's a nice confirmation.
It's super official, yeah. It's like, oh, you leave me on for like a week and a half, and then they're like, by the way, surprise, it's her! I know you've all been talking about it, but it's her!
It is her, everybody already knows it.
It's good. I'm excited. I want it to be a serious role. I want people to be surprised.
If there isn't comedy in some parts of it, I'm assuming she's going to be, I think you even said, Barbara Ann Minerva.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not a little bit of comedy before she turns into Cheetah, I'll be surprised, mostly because of just how the DC movies, they've been dropping hints of it in everywhere, so...
Yeah. I just think it would be so much better if the comedic elements came from somebody else.
That would be fucking
like
hilarious.
You have her play the straight character, have the like completely the stoic your play against, have her be the serious role, and then Diana cracking some jokes about like society has changed.
I mean, she's had some pretty good deadpan.
As a villain, I don't know anything about her, so I don't know her character at all. I don't know Barbara M. and her very well either.
I hope they pull from the Greg Rucka run and have them be actually like friends, and that Barbara Ann helps her like sort of adjust to society. So,
mm-hmm.
But anyway,
yeah,
we can talk about at length.
Yeah, I mean, like as far as like the comedic elements go, like her in the first one, she definitely had like great like deadpan sort of lines.
Oh yeah, the ice cream line.
Yeah,
you should be very proud of yourself. Yeah.
And of course, like the raft scene.
Or oh yes,
the boat scene.
The conclusion.
And
men were not needed for pleasure.
Oh man, I think every lesbian ever that watched that movie was like so excited because. I was actually sitting next to my friends, and that I knew it was, I had a feeling it was coming, and then it happened. I was just like slapping him. I was like, ah!
That's so funny.
yeah. I guarantee you that was every lesbian reaction.
Well, I guess continuing with DC news and going back a little bit to the comics, Scott Snyder's new run of Justice League, or not new run because it's not out yet, but.
Scott Snyder will be taking over the Justice League titles at. There's a miniseries, a 4-week miniseries called No Justice, and then he will take over like the Justice League area of DC Comics.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's going to be co-written by Jorge Menez.
There's two artists.
Okay, I misread the credits then. So Jorge Menez and Jim Chung are going to be doing the art on it, which is going to be awesome. They're great.
Are they going to do a double title again?
I have a strange feeling that Justice League proper will stay as a bi-weekly series, that they're going to have two issues ship a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or it just could be that Jim Chung is a little bit of a slower penciler, so it might just be get him ahead on titles, and then while he's penciling, put the Jorge Jimenez issues out.
Mm.
Because Jorge Jimenez is not a slow penciler. He is pretty fast. I don't know that I can express my excitement for this. I've been saying since the first time I saw Jorge Jimenez on Earth 2 in the New 52 area, Earth 2 Society, he should be on Justice League. This is like... I'm stunned by the Jim Chung announcement because he's been in a Marvel stable for like... a long time. He just launched Marvel 2-in-1, which is like the lead-in towards Fantastic Four coming back.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's now going to be at DC... Now, again, this is an unofficial announcement, but that preview art that looks a lot like a cover to an issue number one seems pretty legit.
Yeah.
And it's definitely Jim Chung.
I just like got a vision in my head of like... fisticuffs with DC and Marvel.
But seriously, it's like
I'm
waiting for my damn announcement of Chris Somney on Detective Comics. Like that's all I need. That's all I need to literally die from comic book announcements that I can't handle. That would be it. So I want this to happen, but please don't kill me.
Yeah,
just like
we like Matt. Yeah, I don't really.
Thank you.
I don't think we really want to go on the search for a third host. That sounds like a lot of work.
Truth comes out.
I'm sorry, I'm lazy.
And then I guess aside from that, I saw that Steve Ditko is trying to come back for Blue Beetle.
Steve Ditko? That's impossible, isn't he?
Is he? I mean, I know he's around. I just saw that maybe it was Steve Ditko's Blue Beetle.
I went to the wrong thing. IMDb's not helpful.
IMDb that shit.
Yeah, I thought that was a weird announcement, too. I don't know where I saw that, so that might be totally fake news.
Fake news. He co-creator of Spider-Man. Yeah. Oh, no, he's 90 years old.
Yeah, okay, so it's not fake news.
What?
So, yeah, apparently he's trying to come back with Blue Beetle. I don't know why or how or anything like that.
What? That is just the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, so I saw there was like a Kickstarter campaign involved for some reason.
But that's
probably for like an on hand oxygen tank, maybe.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, this was okay. I thought it was crazy news, and you're like, no, that's too crazy to be real.
Yeah.
And then it's apparently just crazy enough to be real.
By Snyder and Ditko.
Oh, Scott Snyder is writing it too.
Yeah, apparently.
So is it going to be like Blue Beetle? Who's the Blue Beetle right now?
It doesn't look like it's Jaime Reyes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be classic. What's his face?
I don't even know what this is because the costume's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I have no idea. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's so okay. I'm floored by this.
So
he's 90 years old. Like, I can't imagine trying to.
I imagine if Scott Snyder's like co-writing it, it's probably Steve Ditko sitting there, like just like saying it. Like,
but it appears he's doing the art.
Oh, he's actually doing the art.
Yeah, I mean he was the artist who did this. You know, Spider-Man, and Doctor Strange.
Okay. Well,
maybe
the rest
is,
of my news sucks.
I know, right? Like that was you dropped a bomb just now. Like, maybe we just move on to our review now, right?
I've got like three things left. There's one news. that might enrage us all. It enraged me a little bit. So
yeah, I think we move.
Yeah, let's
just
move on
past that
because there's no set announcement.
What?
There's nothing like that except that he's apparently coming back for Blue Beetle.
That was a real reaction. Right there.
DC is just like, you know what we're gonna do? Release the hell!
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Wow, like, I feel great. Usually Nat's like all up about this. Yeah. Like the minute it happens.
And you just like,
I'm just like, oh my gosh, did you hear that Steve Ditko is coming back? He's like, yeah, I've known about this for 3 years.
Yeah, right?
So,
literally, it was just like, he was like one of those nerds on the football field who's like, was just waiting, and then all of a sudden he gets hit by a linebacker.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that was definitely one of those moments. I'm stunned. I don't have any more news at this point. Right?
Oh my god.
I've got funny things. So apparently there have been an uptick in searches on hotel sites for Wakanda.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently taking it in stride. At least the hotel sites are. But at the same time, I'm like, it is a literal idiots.
Isn't there like a Wakanda, Illinois?
There's something
Idaho
like that.
Or,
it's like,
oh
a
my gosh.
Wakanda or something. I don't remember.
Iowa or something like
that. Iowa does have one. There's like, they keep bumping into similar areas like that and everything like that.
It's
but they're looking
weird.
For Wakanda. And I'm just like, I don't know how to help you.
Wow.
That's not
okay.
Real.
This is the same crowd that's trying Tide Pods.
Maybe.
That's ridiculous. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say anything else past that.
Gonna indulge this.
Yeah, whatever, Patrick. What do you got?
All right, so moving on from that, I guess I have a bunch of like little snippets of Marvel news.
Mm-hmm.
As far as books go, so Kelly Thompson is apparently working on 2, possibly 3 unnamed, unannounced Marvel books.
Good.
That's the only news about that.
Hopefully she still has time to write the Batgirl movie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, girl. You're doing everything. I mean, like, damn.
Yeah.
Keep on keeping on. This one's a little close to home for me. Apparently, Erica Henderson is leaving as the artist for the Unbeatable Squirrel Girl an unnamed, unspecified solo project, I believe. It's a, quote, creator-driven project, so she's going to be doing her whole thing, which is going to be kind of sad considering that she's been the artist and co-creator of Squirrel Girl for almost 40 issues at this point.
32 is her last issue, right?
Yeah, 30, maybe even 31.
Okay.
Which,
it's actually a lot for an artist on
And then if you include
within those companies.
Yeah, and then there was 8 before they had like the relaunch, so it's going to be like almost 40 by the time she's done.
This is the sad side of what's happening with Marvel, is they're getting some really interesting creative teams, but they seem to be losing really great talent.
I honestly think
Kelly Thompson.
There's the speculation with the whole editor thing.
That
I wonder how many artists they are, like how many creative people they actually kind of
like just drove away with that decision.
Yeah, with them doing that kind of stuff. And I understand that. I think he's not there anymore, right? Is he still the editor?
CB Sobolski.
Yeah, he's still the editor.
He's making big moves.
He totally is. But I think I think that's why you're getting a lot of movement maybe towards DC because.
Yeah, I think so too.
Especially with these sort of abrupt announcements too, like all of a sudden, two issues away, or the issue that's on shelves is my last one. It's like, well, what happened?
So that's kind of my thing, is I'm really starting to wonder if that's really what did it. Yeah. A lot of them were like, hey, this is screwed. Why did you, if you knew about this, why'd you do it?
Yeah.
So I think they're kind of.
And that's all, you know, we're speculating, but
there's
an element to it. Even if that's not the case timing-wise, it just feels kind of weird.
It's hard for someone not to speculate that, considering what it came out a few months ago, and now you've got a lot of people who are like, I'm in DC now! And
right.
I'm like, okay!
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the people that are staying with Marvel are also not, like, solely tied to Marvel. Like, they're doing a lot of other stuff. Like, Kelly Thompson is...
Yeah, she's all over the place.
All over the place, and, like, Ta-Nehisi is staying, but he's, like... writing comics is like his side job.
Yeah, exactly.
So like,
it seems like it's something that intrigued him for a long time. He wrote it. He's like, I'm pretty good at this. I kind of want to do more.
Yeah, right. He's like, I write news articles. I write books. Like, what else is there to write?
What else can I do?
Give me other genres to write.
Do you have any more Marvel stuff too?
Yeah, I have one more bit of Marvel news, and that's Sarah Pacelli is returning for Brian Michael Bendis's Miles Morales Spider-Man finale. So this is just Bendis's finale for writing it. The character run is going to continue. I haven't seen anything about who will continue writing him after Bendis leaves. But
this is a great sign-off, though, like to have Pacelli come back.
Yeah, who is the co-creator?
At least they're trying to make people end on a good note. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, giving people some time.
I mean, all of Bendis' stuff, like I've been keeping up with, is ending on really good notes. Like Jessica Jones is ending on a really high note. They're bringing Tony Stark back and Iron Man. I don't personally care about that, but, like, I can see for longtime fans, it's going to be good news.
Letting it be set up before moving into the new title.
Yeah. And then Miles Morales, I have no idea how the current storyline is going to end. That's all I have for Marvel news.
I've got the one more, too, with the change in creative teams. X-23 will no longer be the lead in All New Wolverine. I'm assuming All New Wolverine will just be gone anyway.
Yeah, that's what I saw. It's just going to be a title switch, basically. Yeah.
And it's a new writer. Same artist is sticking
on. Yeah, Tom Taylor's leaving.
And Mariko Tamaki is going to be writing. And then it looks like the current artist is going to continue on to the book, which they actually interviewed. I think it was on Newsarama.
No one can really see my face since we have... have our camera at the moment, but I know why they're doing that, and my face is just like aggravation slash moot point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that there's going to be less Wolverines. I did like the idea, though, of, like, I liked her as Wolverine and then Old Man Logan existing in the same universe, as opposed to, like, there's too many Wolverines, and her having her own identity is also good.
Oh, no, like, I can appreciate I can appreciate that. I just know why they're doing it, because of their buildup of what they're doing in so many different Marvel comics. It's
personally,
just,
like,
it's
as a fan of Laura Kinney, I'm, like, really sad that they're taking a step backwards.
Well, that was my other thing, too, is it kind of felt like,
like, like, when they did the all-new, all-different stuff, she was Wolverine. Like, she is the Wolverine now. And now, like, after building up so much hype with her character, they're reverting her back to
X-23. Well, it kind of feels like the whole, the whole She-Hulk thing. She's not, I'm no longer She-Hulk, I am just Hulk. It feels like the same thing,
really. But now that the Hulk is coming back, is She-Hulk going to be
She-Hulk
again?
She's dead. It's her title.
Jesus goddamn Christ.
You know what? This is kind of funny. Like, I hadn't seen it from what I would say a newer reader perspective, because both of you are relatively new to, like, collecting comics in, like, the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing about a year, year and a half now.
Like, this was how I felt with Barry Allen coming back.
Right, I can understand.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, for me, Wally West was my Flash, and he was great as Flash, so why are you bringing back this character that I just...
That's fair.
Yeah.
You've given me the legacy, I've fallen for the legacy, and now you're gonna just take it away, and...
Yeah, that's the same way I feel with all of these characters. Like, She-Hulk is my Hulk... Like, Ironheart is my Iron Man.
Yeah. It's an interesting...
Well, see, that's the thing that's, like, I understand...
Laura Kinney is my Wolverine.
Like, eventually they do have to come back, but the thing is, I don't know...
They don't.
No,
they don't.
Or they can come back, and they just don't have to lead their own title. Like, you could just have Logan be a side character in a lot of the X books, and then you don't have to replace Wolverine. You just have Wolverine in the other books.
That was what was really great with, like, the Wolverine Generations too, is that, like, it had, like, the Wolverines alongside each other, and Logan was like, God damn, she's like way better than me, and I was like, damn straight, she's way better than you, like.
Yeah,
it just, I don't know, it sucks. Like, my thing is I've just come to this point anymore where if you kill people, just stick to your guns, at least for a while. And if you do bring them back, don't take away the title. Like, if you're gonna take away the title, make them fucking fight for it. Oh, I want to be Wolverine again. Well, that's tough shit. Yeah. You died.
Yeah,
they should have. I don't know what that, like, in my mind, just get rid of the all new and make her the lead of the Wolverine title.
Yeah,
and then maybe give Logan his own book as just Logan.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't. There are ways around this. There's part of me, as somebody who wants to create comics and is actively working on comic books, is I say I want to work on Wolverine, but I want to work on the Logan character that I read when I was a kid, and Logan's dead. It's like, but that's, you know, I'm working at the company, but that's the character I really want to write. So,
no,
character staying dead,
I understand that. It's just one of those things of, like, you know, I'm no longer She-Hulk, I'm Hulk. And then Bruce Banner's coming back, She-Hulk again. I'm like, no.
I don't know, I think...
It's like, I don't know, I feel like it's one of those, like... And then they made the female Thor, and they're like, we're doing all this diversity stuff! We're taking it back a few years later.
Ooh, I didn't even see it from that perspective.
I definitely thought about it. Like, their whole diversity thing, like, seeing sales drop... from that, and so they're bringing back the old pantheon just to, like, appease the older readers.
Well, that's because that was from my perspective, where I was standing with that was, we're being diverse to be diverse. It wasn't and that was just an outside perspective, and I don't ever really read Marvel comics as much.
See, I like, agree with you and disagree with you at the same time. Like, I thought it was an interesting push that they did well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a forced push for, quote, diversity, but, like, all the title, like, most of the titles that they ran were,
I guess,
really
my biggest thing
great.
Right now is I'm just,
they hung around too.
I'm mostly annoyed because it feels like a step forward,
like,
and then three steps back.
Yeah.
Like, some of my favorite titles were from the all new, all different things that came up. Like, I mean, Miss Marvel, Squirrel Girl, Gwenpool, Mosaic, Moon Girl.
Oh, and I'm not saying that. I mean, I haven't read them, so I can't sit here and say that they were awful or anything like that. It's just when you're standing from the outside and they're like, Thor's gonna be a woman, Captain America's now black, and just all that stuff. It's just...
And they did it really well.
Well, that was the big push of it, though, is just that diversity. Yeah. And so I think it staved some people off.
I don't like the fact that... the Jane Foster stuff gets lumped into this idea of pushing diversity in comic books, because what Jason Aaron did with Thor and is continuing to do with that was a long-form epic that part of the core element was the fact that Odin's son was unworthy. Yeah. So, like, that became part of the story, and it wasn't this, like,
diversity push. That's the one thing I would, like, not lump in with, like, the...
Well, it's hard. I'm just saying from that outside perspective, that's what it looks... Because I've read a little bit of her stuff, and it's really... I think it's super interesting.
Yeah.
It's just when you're standing on the outside, and they're like, Thor's gonna be... And I know that people don't like seeing it, but when you don't read comics, Thor's gonna be a woman, Captain America's now black, and what else did they do? Oh,
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's now... I don't even know...
Miles is he's mixed race.
Afro,
but then you have Ironheart too, and it's just like, what?
But there was more on different runs. Like, here's the thing about, like, Miles was created.
Yeah, I thought they came out with all of that news all relatively in the same
Miles
area.
Was like 5 years ago.
Miles and Jane Foster's Thor were two very long running.
Yeah, because Miles was part of the
Ultimate
Spider-Man.
It's just that outside perspective, though, is what does
like,
it look like.
No, you're absolutely true, and like I can totally see that. Like, it does seem like a very forced push, like, if you haven't read any of it, but all the stories that they did for it were
I'm not
amazing.
Saying that they're bad. I'm just saying when you're standing as, like, this person, they're like, hey, these are all these new characters.
I can totally see why Sam Wilson as Captain America failed as a title, because it's a heavy book. Like, it's not like, I'm Captain America, I'm gonna punch a Nazi in the face. It's more like Sam Wilson is like, there are neo-Nazis everywhere. I can't just go around punching tiki torch holding people in the face. Like,
I have to speak from, too, like, the older reader who's been in comics for a longer time.
No, go for it.
The idea that going back to the old guard, well, if that's their goal, they missed the opportunity by doing the number ones again. Because that's another piece of what that old guard of comic readers is looking for, is to have Action Comics 1000. You know, like, to have that numbering. I personally don't mind it, because I also view it like seasons. We're okay with seasons of series starting with number one again for season two, episode one. So doing a new number after a 12-issue run and saying, hey, this is number one, maybe just subtitling the title, that's a broader discussion. But I think we spent a lot of time on this, which I think surprised us. Is there any, like, key bits of news we want to hit before discussing?
I just have, like, two little things. So Nickelodeon's going to remake Blue's Clues, and John Cena wants to be the host.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
As a full-grown adult, I want to watch this shit, and I'm in. They didn't pick him, but the old host is apparently, like, so down for him doing it.
That's so
They're holding
great.
Open casting, and it's either going to be female or male. I want John Cena. I don't know about it.
Yeah!
I want to see a freaking...
It depends who else they get,
Holy
but I think
shit,
John
though.
Cena would be amazing.
If he doesn't get this role, can we have John Cena be the new Mr. Rogers?
Fuck yes!
Like, and it's John Cena's neighborhood?
Yes!
That would be amazing. I want John Cena in, like, everything now.
That's a bad... Yeah.
And then... Something that kind of wrecked me a little bit when I read about it, I didn't really read too close into it, mostly because it just aggravated and pissed me off, but there are talks of rebooting Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And speaking as somebody, like, that was the show, like, me and my mom watched. Like, I've seen all of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I watched it with my mom. Do not take this from me. I will be so angry. I will watch it so I can bitch about it.
I think there's a few things like that are of their time. Like, Buffy hit at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Back to the Future is that same thing, like, for the 80s. Like, Back to the Future shouldn't be remade.
The thing is there, like, it's Fox, too, and I'm just like, you go away. Don't you talk.
You know what? That might be well enough that with all the changes or potential buyouts for Fox, maybe that's just something that can fall by the wayside.
Well, the thing is, like, they're saying we won't shy away from these things, even though, you know, like, we could have, like, I'm quoting, killed. It's just one of those things of leave that alone. If you're going to continue it, cool, I'd be down for that, but do not reboot it. Yeah. Let it be. And as well as the fact that they're saying the ball is in Joss Whedon's court, and I will be severely upset if he's like, yeah, let's do it. I'd be like, no, you just disappointed me.
Joss Whedon has enough personal issues that maybe that's just stay away from some stuff for a bit.
I would. It's just that's like...
Give any more fucking Firefly episodes before that.
Yeah, well, there's like, the other part of it is, too, is it's like a gay cultural... Like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is also like a gay culture thing as well, and I'm like, you will upset so many people. Please don't. I am one of them. Also, what's her name? The star. I can't think of her name now.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, I freaking love her.
Yeah.
Don't know. You can't take this from me.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about Sarah Michelle Gellar because I'm in my early 30s. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, should I be worried?
No, I had many Sarah Michelle Gellar calendars growing up.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. So I'm assuming you saw Scooby-Doo then when she was
moving
down.
Moving on. Very quickly. I just have two last bits of news.
Okay.
The Teen Titans Go movie. I've been talking shit about Teen Titans Go forever, but
everybody
the announcements does. For the voice actors for the movie really make me want to go see it. So we get Nicolas Cage as Superman. Halsey is going to be Wonder Woman.
Halsey's going to be Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Halsey's Wonder Woman and Little Yachty as Green Lantern.
I don't know what to do now.
This sounds amazing in every single way. And
I missed
really
the Wonder
mad.
Woman one.
I'm really mad at Teen Titans Go for like doing this to me.
Did you see the movie poster?
I did not.
The movie poster is the mock of the Justice League poster that's... it's like, you can't save the world alone. And it had all of the superhero symbols for the Justice League. Well, this one is, we can't save the world at all.
Yeah.
It has the
oh my god.
That's a good one.
So great.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is shaping out to be a really good...
So the one thing that I've always been told about Teen Titans Go is they literally know that they're a shittier version of the original, and they even make fun of themselves for being the shittier version of that show show.
Yeah, they do that in one episode, and it's pretty lauded, but I don't know how often they do that, because I don't really watch it.
I don't either.
I've enjoyed the little bits that I watch for it, like, from an animation perspective.
It's funny.
Yeah.
If I let go of the fact that this is, like... It's not a continuity-driven, like, story-driven show, but it's like, let's put superheroes in, you know, Looney Tunes, essentially, and we're gonna do, like, these 12-minute shorts. I'm totally down for this movie.
I'm just laughing. I think, I don't know if it's for some people who don't understand the joke behind the Nicolas Cage Superman thing. I think it kind of needs to be explained just a tad.
Well, I think you can, like, what would be really funny is to do, like, a tag of Nicolas Cage as Superman and show, like, the image from the 1990s. Movie. It's like,
so basically,
in 2018.
For some people who don't know, what was it? Kevin Smith and Tim Burton were trying to make the 1980s.
Superman, it was
Death of Superman, right?
It was the Death and Return of Superman in one movie. It's a unique story, and it was called Superman Lives, and it was in pre-production, like suit fittings, everything, and it failed. So this is 20-year. This is a 20-year journey.
The 20-year
joke
Cage
at this point. To finally play Superman.
Yeah.
So that was, I think that's kind of why he ended up.
I can't wait to hear his voice and be like,
and
oh my god.
Like a Superman.
Well, like, and it just works perfectly. You're like, wow, this would be amazing.
Yeah, right? So that's kind of the funny part I'd have to say to that.
It's cool.
And I guess Halsey is Wonder Woman? Oh, come on.
As far as funny news goes, I have one last bit, and that is that two men were arrested in Rancho Cucamonga, California, for stealing $1.4 million worth of Marvel memorabilia.
I would like to point out that's probably, like, two things.
Yeah, I saw, like, a picture of it, and it's, like, it's not that much, actually. A lot of it was, like, set material and stuff. I guess they just stole it from, like, they stole it from, like, a storage facility / warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I was about to say, I'm like, what store has that much merchandise
it wasn't from a store. It was, like,
I was thinking
stuff.
They might have pulled from their vault of old things that they have.
So I guess we are gonna move on then to
Yeah, unfortunately, we've run it a little bit long.
So we're just going to move on in general.
Episode, yeah. So usually this is the part where we do a little bit of a discussion. But
so maybe we'll catch a mini-sode?
Yeah, I think we'll probably do a mini-sode about this, actually. Okay. That would probably be a good idea. So yeah. Stay tuned for Jessica Jones Season 2 mini-sode.
Hell yeah.
All right.
All right, everybody.
With that being said, let's all say goodbye.
Bye.